Hey, what is up? Welcome to the Hypothetical Comedy Podcast. I am Funky Sam Medina.
And I am Athena Rodriguez.
And you were here with Dino, the genetic marvel. What's up, Dino? How you doing?
Hi, everyone. I'm well. How are you guys?
Hell yeah. We're doing good, man. We're doing good, man.
That's good
How's
to hear.
life?
Life is life.
It's
I think
true.
I'm excited that the sun has been shining. I'm up in Toronto, Canada, so the last few weeks have been essentially a conundrum of what to wear, because the morning you require a parka, and by about 11 o'clock you would like to be in shorts. So quite the interesting event. But it's like this every year. It's something it's my I've learned this since losing 250 pounds, is there's a thing called layers, and my wife has enlightened me that you can wear multiple layers and then essentially peel them off as it gets warmer. It's quite magical. It's quite magical. First time I've been able to do that. I
That's
was I
awesome.
well, I was afraid. This is the first winter that I didn't have 16 extra layers of skin. So I'm down to a modest 4 layers, not to brag, but it's I'd like to tell people, I'm like, when I started comedy, I was the size of two fat people, and now I'm just one fat person, which I feel that's an achievement.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I feel the same way. I mean, I wasn't, I guess, too, but I'm still a, I don't know. I'm losing weight, but I'm still a pretty large fat guy.
Look, that's the thing is, a lot of people, like right now I'm sitting around mid 200s. I'm going up and down, of course, so as is life. And sometimes you want ice cream. That's just how things are. And being a man, like I'm 6'2", 6'3" ish,
Okay, so yeah, you're
and built
tall.
like a wall, right? So it's very funny, because there were times when I would go to comedies, like open mics and stuff, and people would get rowdy, and we would have to throw people out. And of course, I would still have a set to do, but to help out, I would just go stand in the doorway, and I fill that bad boy up. So and hilariously, it's like you can't climb over me because I'm still quite tall. And people would just kind of like tap me and be like, excuse me, sir, can we get in? And I'm like, are they cool? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, oh yeah, you can come in. And I would have to actually get out of the doorway, and it was always fun. But now the hard part is being I'm in the best shape of my life, which is great, but also like horrifically sad because I'm 43. But at the same time, like I'm like, I don't want someone to take a shot at me, just because I'm like, I'm pretty sure I still got it, but then I'm old, so I don't want to get my ass kicked. It's tricky. It's a tricky one, you know?
Hey, Danny Bazongas isn't too far from you. You could probably take him.
I mean,
Oh,
with that name, I'm pretty sure I could.
you
That's
don't know him? You don't know
no,
him?
I
I
don't.
won't start any beef then. He's a good guy. I'm just kidding. That's cool. What did you start your weight loss journey at, weight wise?
Over 500.
Wow.
Yeah, so
Congratulations, man.
I like to tell people that the scale I have at home goes up to 450 pounds, and for a little over 6 months, I made that say ee. And that was a lot of times I like to show people the picture, and they're like, that's not you. And I'm like, it's me. And they're like, Jesus Christ, you were huge. I'm like, I know. I'm still amazed, because even now I still have the same car. And like my
And your
gut,
car's a maze too, right?
it's the shocks are relieved, I'll tell you that much. Tires don't wear tires started wearing evenly, which I was like, hey, how come the tires are, you're not this fat? That's a thing. And they're like, I'm like, that's horrible, but I appreciate it, you know. So yeah, no, it's for the longest time, like my gut would belly right up to the steering wheel, and now I have like so much room. It's great, but also like it's weird, because I'm so used to being like big fat guy, and then I'm like, now I'm just a tall person,
Big guy.
which yeah, it's a weird transition.
You're like
But
a
you
tall,
know,
husky guy now.
well, yeah, well, that's the conundrum of it. Like, so I'm close friends with another comedian in the area who he's actually the only person I've met. The first time we met, we shook hands, and then we both looked down, because both of us have ridiculously large hands. Like, and we were both kind of perplexed, and we were just like, oh, that's a first. This is a weird thing. So it's like, he's a miniature giant, but I'm a giant person. So we're like right on those thresholds of like,
wow.
I'm the biggest you can be as a normal person. Like I can fit into almost any car. He can't fit in almost any car. It's very entertaining. Wow. So yeah.
Interesting.
It's a weird transition, you know, but because like for my whole life, I would tell people like I could pretend to be the Kool-Aid man. And I'm just, oh yeah. Like I could break through a wall.
You sound like him too.
I do. And now I'm like, oh, excuse me, Mr. Wall, can you get out of the way? It's just very odd. Very odd. So, but like,
it'll just shake when you run into the wall. Like, what was that?
Yeah, they're like, is there a strong breeze? And I'm like, you know? Yeah, no, it's definitely a weird thing. Like, and I'll be honest, like the majority of my material, I would say a strong 70%, I've had to just rework and rewrite just because I'm apparently not allowed to make fat jokes anymore. I was in line at a delicatessen, which, you know, like I'm still a fat guy. So, you know, and I made a joke that I'm like, I had to get out of there because if I stay any longer, every breath is gaining, I'm gaining like 5 pounds. And the cashier did not, she was an Amazon of a person. and she did not laugh at all. And I'm like, that's grade A material, lady. Like, I don't know what you're like. I would always joke that I'm like, I have to cross the street when I see a bakery, because if I smell it, I'll gain 5 pounds. And she was just like, she was not having this joke. And I was like, what the hell? And then my wife was like, you're not fat enough to make those jokes anymore. And I'm like, I've earned that over 40 years and bad knees to, you know, a horrible back. Like I have earned those stripes. And people are like, not anymore. So
dang, revoked.
Wow. I agree that you've earned that.
I have the stretch marks to prove it. I'll tell you.
Next time they take offense, just lift up your shirt.
Yeah, look.
I feel like that might cause more of a problem, but I am down. Like, I even tell my wife, I'm like, listen, if I get to a point where I have abs, like everyone has abs, but I'm like, if I could show my abs, I'm like, I'm walking around in a bathing suit all day. Like, that's just going to happen.
If you get abs, I'm coming over to my house and doing laundry on them.
I mean, I will sell that service, sir. I'm going to start OnlyFans as like retired fat man washes clothes on his stomach. Like, that's
so
basically,
fat man.
Yeah.
So what did you do? What's your secret? How did you lose the weight?
You know, I'll be honest with you. I actually did a 30-day series on my YouTube channel, which anyone listening, please subscribe. Ooh. To the Genetic Marvel. I build Lego and talk a lot of smack, and I cook. I do all sorts of weird things. Still trying to find my calling, I guess you would say. But
a little bit of everything, I guess.
Little bit of everything, definitely. So I did a 30-day series called Where Did the Rest of Me Go? And I kind of explained that I'm like, the biggest part, like everyone I feel goes through this, is like you try certain things and then you see the scale going up and you're like, I thought I was doing good and stuff like that. And it's always this mental dance that you have, and you have to kind of break through and commit to yourself a lot of the time. So that was the first thing. And that took, I'll be honest, it took years, because even when I first started losing like big weight, was the first time in like 20 years that I started to feel like myself. So like there are huge hormonal imbalances that happen when you carry extra weight. A lot of people don't realize this as well.
Oh, wow.
That if you do a lot of drugs, they also get stored in fats. So that is fun sometimes. Because, you know, you get rid of that fat and your body's digesting it. And it's like, this is fat and a little bit of spice. And you're like, ha, 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 okay. So, but yeah, so like you start to kind of feel okay, but like you have to kind of get to that point. Like it's something has to click. And I had that, I was diagnosed with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And, at the time, like I couldn't really eat. I was throwing up and stuff. I was really a lot of pain. So I was like icing my side daily and stuff. And it was really rough.
That bad.
Yeah. And to the point
go ahead.
No, I was gonna say, so I was eating like just like fat-free Jell-O for like days on
Oh.
end and stuff, and it's just because I'm like, well, I can't not eat. And then
Yeah.
that kind of slowly progressed into learning a little more about the body and food, and kind of having a better understanding of a lot of different things. And with the support of my wife, she's very indulgent when I go crazy and say like, I'm not eating anything today. She's like, okay, you do that. And then when I cry, she's like, you said this, so you're stuck with it. And I'm like, thank you for your
Sounds
support. I
like
hate myself.
my wife.
Well, good women are hard to find. It's
Yeah.
fine, So it's with doing that, like I started to practice things like intermittent fasting. So like not eat, like you hear these things and you're like, I don't eat late. And then you're like, I've eaten a bag of chips, like a full, like family size bag of chips at
Yeah.
midnight. And then you're like, why do I have heartburn? Because I'm
Oh,
an
also
idiot.
sounds like
That's
my
why.
wife.
And that's the thing is, it's not, it's everybody does that, does dumb things
Yeah.
like that. But then you like, and as well, like being older, you kind of realize you're like, oh, I actually have to start taking things seriously. And like, so kind of it snowballs. And so like the first stage, was like learning about food, was huge. And then also what I started doing was like, I started minimizing when I would eat. So the first thing was like, okay, I'm not going to eat after 6 p.m. And once I was comfortable with that, then I started eating breakfast at around noon. And so noon till six. And then I would shrink that up to like noon till four or noon till two and
Wow.
just have like, and being such a majestic fat person my whole life, like I'll eat two full meals consecutively. What I like to call as a bang bang. Without a problem. So I'm like, I can have as much as I want to eat within 2 to 4 hours. And then I'm like, I'm okay with that. And then I started learning things like about fasting. So like to date, the longest I've gone without food has been 180 hours, which is about 7.5 days.
Wow.
And that's just like you have water. I can have water, lemon water, sparkling water, coffee with heavy cream is okay.
Wait, with
And
grains?
well, with cream,
Oh,
heavy cream.
coffee with cream.
So
Okay, because one thing that we debate about, I guess not debate, but one thing I struggle with fasting is I wake up at 5 a.m. for work, and I
Ooh.
like to have my coffee with cream, and
Yeah.
so. That's always gonna, she's always telling me that's gonna ruin my fast or whatever. So that's why I haven't really committed to it.
So in actuality, you can have coffee with cream. There's no problem. Milk is actually a bigger problem because milk is actually processed as a carbohydrate.
Okay, because
Whereas,
I do non-dairy anyway.
so I would actually go like unless there's a reason for it, like I buy whipping cream, so it's 35% fat. And that's what I use in my coffee, no problem whatsoever. Like it's actually great. Like the one thing is like the bigger I guess the perplexing part of it, because I too love a coffee first thing in the morning,
Yeah.
and my wife is so kind that she'll even on the days that she has to go into the office, she'll make me a coffee in a thermos for me to have later. I know, Athena, you're kind of like, oh, she's so sweet. She is trying to kill me in some way, I'm sure, but that's fine. It's she's Asian. They do this. It's fine. But so like learning how to do that, like all those kind of things kind of all started to kind of start to click. And it was crazy because from 500 pounds, I got down to 360 just on my own being dumb kind of thing. And then
Yeah,
I
that's
started,
really cool.
well, the hilariously, I started seeing a doctor for the fat non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And he was like, I'll be honest with you, you came like you started making changes in your life just in time because you're like right at the line of having bigger problems. And I'm like, oh,
Wow.
that's a good thing. He's like, it's a great thing. Good. So I
Okay,
started
so
doing
I'm going to stop you for a second. I want to talk to you about the non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Do you know much about that, about
I
fatty liver?
know a lot about that.
Okay, I was diagnosed with a fatty liver like 20 years ago, and I've never like cared, I guess. I've never like,
You're
slowed down, I guess, is,
okay.
I am now, but I never really had what you said as far as like having throwing up and icing your sides and things like that. I never really felt any problems from it.
So I too, my doctor was like, your liver fats are way too high for a significant amount of time. And I was like, nothing.
Yeah,
I
and my
never had
mom
an
was
issue.
always like making a big
Yep.
deal out of it, and I'm just like, whatever.
Sure. So what you find out is, in actuality, your liver, because it processes your blood, is kind of a huge component of the grand scheme of things that is the
It's a
human body.
filter. It's a filter for your body.
Well, it's not just a filter, but it produces a lot of stuff that
Okay.
essentially produces a cascading effect throughout your whole body. So your thyroid is gone to shit as soon as your liver is having issues. Like
Oh, wow.
it's one of the first soldiers to fall, kind of thing.
Wow.
Your digestion, your ability to absorb nutrients and stuff like there's it's a lot of things that you don't really realize is an issue until it's an issue. And it's because it cascades, right? So I'll tell you two things that I learned throughout this whole process was that like every day, multiple times a day, I'll have a warm water with a slice of lemon squeezed into it. Just water with lemon. And not like lemon juice from a thing, because that's pasteurized and it kills all the good stuff. So you want just like a fresh lemon and just squeeze a little bit in there, like a
When you
medicine
say
cup.
warm water, though, do you mean like room temperature water, or do you mean like you warmed it up?
Doesn't matter. Like, so my
Okay.
like I live in an Asian household, so we have a hot water boiler on
Yeah,
tap, like it's ready to go all
so
the
we
time,
have
right?
hot water too. Okay.
Right. So
We have like a we have a electric kettle, which is really nice.
exactly. So here they're even faster. You just press a button on top and it squirts out. It's very, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't read the instructions. I just know the button to press. That's so.
Excellent.
But yeah, so that's one thing that having that. So first thing in the morning, I would put your coffee in a thermos to drink like on your way to work or something. But first thing in the morning, warm water with lemon. Drink that and wait half an hour. After the half an hour is, and I'll tell you right now, this will taste like shit forever. People are like, you know how a lot of people are like, it may taste bad, but you'll get used to it. This you don't is
Wow.
a glass of water with just a little splash of apple cider vinegar.
Okay,
It
okay.
tastes
Oh,
horrible.
that's gonna be gnarly. That's
Hey,
gonna be gnarly. I
I'll
know
be
you.
100% honest, it absolutely is. You do get used to the horribleness of it, and the easiest way is really cold water and just one shot the whole thing. So I do the lemon water or the apple cider vinegar first. I wait about half an hour, which is I go to the bathroom and do my morning stuff. And then when I come out, I'll do the other one and then wait another half an hour. So those two have gone through my system.
Oh, so literally you're taking a shot, not
Wow.
mixing it in, taking a shot.
No. So it'll be a glass of water. Like I'll, but I'm, giant. So one
So,
cup is like a shot. Yeah.
wait, are you saying one glass of water with lemon and one glass of water with apple cider vinegar, or
Yeah.
everything in one?
No, I'll separate them.
Separate. Two separate. Okay.
Two
Okay.
separate ones. So I'll have one, wait half an hour, have the other,
Okay.
wait half an hour before I do anything else. Those two things, doing them before you do anything else in your entire day of consumption of whatever, will help clean out your liver in like no time.
Okay.
And you start to see like an immediate difference. And that's aside from any of the other stuff. So just those two components, and those are like a huge staple. So the apple cider vinegar is a lot more because it does a lot for your body on various degrees. I'll be honest with you, with the apple cider vinegar, you will fart a lot more, but they aren't as stinky. I don't understand the science, but you do fart a lot more.
Fermentation,
I don't
yeah.
know, but it is, they're not stinky farts, it's just gas. So my wife is happier-ish, but like she'd prefer no farts, but I'm like, hey, I'm Greek. I'm gonna fart. That's just, that's the science. So
And then those don't mess with the fasting.
no. They're
Awesome.
like, yeah, so like little things like that where you kind of realize that like the small components are huge factors and things, and like then from there, like you start to realize, like, because you hear, like, you see bodybuilders and models and they're like, I eat food for fuel, and you're like, go fuck yourself. Have you ever had a nice steak or like Greek fries or truffle fries or just
No.
fries in general, you piece of shit,
Yeah.
and they're like, it's just fuel. You're like, no, like, I'm Greek. If you don't eat with me, I'm insulted. Okay, how dare you? Okay, that's just immediately. If you come to my house and we're not eating, I obviously we have to fight. There'll be some violence, maybe. I may curse your family. I do know some sort of witchcraft. I may be a wizard. That's just gonna happen. But you know, like, and as and I'm the youngest of five children. So like every day, our eating was that time of family and talking and sometimes violence, of course.
And there's probably a lot of food too, because there's a lot of kids.
Well, and that's the thing is, I grew up in a machine shop. That's what my dad had, a machine shop for his business. So like we worked like animals, and we're all I had three brothers and one sister. So the four boys essentially became two tag teams, and we just beat the shit out of each other constantly, both in the shop and at home. Because you know, children. And that was the thing. And so we would eat just massive amounts of food, which it hilariously, I feel like it may have contributed to my size, because every recipe I knew to cook was a meal for an army. And then I'm like alone in my apartment drinking, like making an entire, pot of pastizo. And I'm like, well, I
Yeah,
guess
I
I'm
just don't
having
know how to
pastizo
make
every day.
it. I don't know how to make it for just one person.
Yeah, well, that's it, right?
I can only make it for 15.
A minimum, and 15 like husky men. So it's one of those things where you kind of start to learn about like, because, and even truth be told, the last 3 days I've actually started trying the carnivore diet, where it's just meat and meat products. That's it. So
That sounds
meat,
good.
cheese, eggs, things like that. And it hasn't been that bad, I'll be honest with you. My poops are weird, but I'm 43. Poops are going to be weird. That's fine. It's not, it's not an anomaly. But like, it's kind of like going these extra steps, because the problem is, a lot of the advice people give is for someone who's already healthy, and you're kind of like, and they're like, oh, you have to do these many chin-ups, and da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, bro, I try and do a chin-up, and the whole machine just comes down on top of me. That's not how things work, right? Like, so. You kind of start to realize that you're like, it's about baby steps and learning what's right for you and what's comfortable for you. Because like at the same time, you have some people who are like, oh, I could not eat. You're like, yeah, you can. You just have to figure out a reason why. So like, I don't, I'm mostly driven, like a lot of people are driven by their spouse or their children or goals that they may have. Me, I'm mostly driven by spite. I like showing people that I'm better than them. I, which may be the Greek in me, I'm not sure. It's fine. But ultimately, it's that whole idea where, like, people saw me and they're like, "You're the fattest person I've ever met in real life," and I'm like, "You're welcome." And they're like, "That wasn't a compliment." I'm like, "Maybe to you, to me, I feel great." So, and then now they're like, "How did you lose 250 pounds?" I'm like, "Oh, that's simple. I'm better than you." And they're just like, "Fuck you." And I'm like, "No, that's fair. That's also factual." So, it's kind of figuring out what is your reason to make change, because I'm a firm believer that change is going to happen. I am an avid hater of change for the sake of change, though. Like people who are like, "Let's just change things up," and I'm like, "Why don't you go fuck yourself?" Because that's stupid, So, like, you have to have a goal in mind or something. And for me, like, there was, and this happens a lot, like, for people who smoke and stuff, and they're like, "Well, like, that's my whole thing. Like, I smoke." And you're like, "Is it though? Like, is that a real thing?" Like, it's the same idea where you have people talking about promiscuity and and stuff like that, and you're kind of going, "That's your whole image is sex. That's not very substantial. That's just a prostitute." And they're like, "I don't sell it." I'm like, "Then you're just a slut. It's not a lot, and that's the thing
Even
is,
worse. At
yeah, that's yeah, that's
least
that
make
means
money.
you have to give it away for free, because no one will pay for it. It's kind of sad, So yeah, like you kind of you have to learn little things, but like there are quite a few YouTube doctors that I say YouTube doctors, they're actually doctors. They're not just like, but they really pr promote their stuff on YouTube, and they give you a lot of really cool ideas and hints and stuff, and you kind of just like, even like you find out where, for the longest time, people were like, "Oh, you can't have French fries." Why not? They're delicious. Okay, eat shit, you assholes. Now, what you can't do, what you shouldn't do, is have things that are deep fried in like massive amounts of batter and stuff like that. That's probably not good, but I'll tell you right now, I'll choke a bitch for a chicken tendy. That's just my life, right? So you kind of have to figure out what works and what doesn't. And like, you find out that I like to give this example was, I had this argument. So, just last year, one of my older brothers passed away, and, the only really regret that I have was that, I never got to show him how thin I got so that he would know that he'd be fatter than me forever. So he was kind of a dick,
you know? Yeah.
Well, I found out my mom showed him a picture, and I'm like, suck it before you die, you know. So but like, he would brag to me about how Wonder Bread would last 30 days, and I'm like, hey bro, that's not bread. It's not you're just eating chemicals that are fluffy. It's not the same thing. And I have a family home in Greece, and where the village where the home is, like about 100 meters down the road, is the village bakery. And you have to get there early in the morning to get your bread. If you don't, there's going to be no bread. But also, like, that bread lasts one day. The next day, you could use it for building materials. You could probably kill somebody with it because it is rock hard. But that's the thing, is like, real bread doesn't last more than 3 days. Like, that's it, you know. And you start to realize, you're like, oh, that's so, what am I eating? And then you do a little research, you find out, like, a few years ago, Subway wasn't allowed to call their bread in Ireland, because they were like, there's too much sugar in it. It's actually cake. And I'm just like, that's a real kick in the ghoulies, where you're just like, oh, it's not even bread, it's cake, you sons of bitches, you know?
Dang. You know?
Yeah, so like, little
they could have promoted that, they would have made some more money.
I mean, like, I would eat a cake sandwich, I'll be honest with you, Sam.
Some like, people would, absolutely. But, like, come to Subway for your cake sandwiches. You want cake and pastrami? We got it. Hell yeah.
I saw somebody have a wedding cake that was actually like roast beef and then like mashed potatoes around it. And I was kind of like,
oh, dang. Oh,
I feel bad, but also like, I want to try that.
I would want to try it. But like, yeah, I would wish
secretly
wedding cake though.
Yeah, I don't want everyone to know my shame, but I want to be shamed. Like, it's fair, you know.
I feel like roast beef kind of looks like, and then covered in mashed potato, that would look a little.
Yeah, well, I think it's gonorrhea possibly, but you know, whatever.
It feels like frosting and cover it completely.
Oh, yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
It's like, and that's the thing, is you're going like, that's the weird part, is like, and I would always tell this on stage, was that I was a different kind of fat guy. Like, I wouldn't jiggle. I thunked. So it was like a dense, meaty fat, because I'm like, this isn't built on McDonald's. This is built on steak and truffles. So like, I just eat a retarded amount of food as opposed to just eating garbage all day.
Yeah.
So you kind of start to put things together. And like, one of the big things was like, in the beginning was, bread and sugar, like those are the two things that I eliminated in my diet.
So you stopped going to Subway completely then?
You know what? I loved a good steak and cheese from Subway. Like, oh man, I would hammer that mother. Like, and I would also follow it up with a meatball sub, because, you know, I'm still fat, but you know,
I love the meatball sub.
It's great, you know. And I also
like it on cake.
Listen, I just love ordering a meatball sub and then making them put more toppings. Like, I'll add tomatoes and pickles to it, and they're like, what the hell? And I'm like, yeah, no, I get all the toppings.
I add like spinach and bell peppers and
absolutely. I'll throw on pickles, tomatoes, lettuce. Yeah, no problem. And they're just like, oh, usually you just get sauce and onions. And I'm like, oh, I want double onions. No problem. That's fine. And they always make a face. And I'm like, I don't care. And I'm like, you're making my sandwich. I don't care. I don't care about your judgment. Go to hell. So, yeah.
God, I apologize. Thank you for sharing all of those tips with us. I love it, because we tried fasting and we had hit this really good fasting point and where we noticed the difference. Like, sometimes when you fast, you're like so hungry and so like, what the hell is going on, that you don't get to appreciate what it's actually doing to your body.
I think, first of all, you should be proud that neither of you murdered anyone. I think that's a huge, that's a big deal, because I'll tell you,
we didn't say that.
You're both right still now. Here. I don't know anyone else. That's your own journey. I don't judge on that one. And also, let's just throw the word allegedly. That's fine. Allegedly. Because look at my face. They can't see my face, but my face, I definitely look like I've murdered before. And I'm but you can't prove it, so that's fine. I appreciate the fact that it's like everybody wants to make their life better, right? But the fact is that life is a pain in the ass at the best of times, and then on top of that, like, you have to go to work. Sometimes work is shitty. Sometimes weird things happen. Sometimes people are just assholes, and you're just like, that will just accumulate. And then you're like, then I get home and I have to do a whole other job in my house. And whether it's cooking and cleaning and mowing the lawn and doing laundry, which, let's be honest, I feel like laundry is in and of itself is a horrendous duty on any household. It's the worst, but that all those things factor in, and you're kind of going like, how do I figure that out? So like it's a huge thing that you should be proud of yourself also, that like, trying to do it, even because how many people, when I tell them like, oh, like I'll regularly, like right now I'm sick. So as soon as I came back from Florida, the first 3 days, I didn't eat anything. Like I did 91 hours, no food whatsoever. But also I was in Florida and I was eating like lobster, and like I was cooking all sorts of stuff in the kitchen there. Cause I'm like I was doing all sorts of stuff. Right. So like, it was very indulgent, but at the same time, I'm like, it's vacation. What? You're not going to go on that. You're not going to eat on vacation. Like, I'm an asshole. I'm not a monster. Like, let's not be ridiculous. So. It's one of those things that I really like. And even at this point, like I started doing this carnivore thing right now just because I kind of wanted to kickstart things to kind of push. Cause like last summer was the first summer where I'm like, I wore shorts and I was like, I can wear shorts. Like, that's a weird thing for me, but it was enjoyable. Right. And,
that'll be weird for me too.
It's like, it's really weird. Right. Because also too, like my whole life, I've been very much focused on like, I'm not sure if you guys have, are fans of The Sopranos, but there was a behind the scenes, clip where they explain how Tony was in the yard wearing shorts at a barbecue. And he got a call from an actual Don, and it was like, Don, don't wear shorts. And people would be like, hey, how come you don't wear shorts in the summer? I'm like, Don, don't wear shorts, bro. That's not, I'm a man. I don't do that. And then I'm like, and now I'm like, you know what? I'm comfortable with my manliness that I can just, I'm going to bust out some shorts and I'm okay with it. Right. So it's one of those things that you just kind of figure out. But like this year, my goal, like I still have probably, I don't want to say like, I feel like I want to try and get down to like around 200, 210 pounds. But like I'm still 6'2", 6'3". So people are like, you might just be ribs and dick at that point. And I'm like, I mean, my wiener's gotten a lot bigger, so I'm okay with that deal. But at the same time, also for everyone listening, little known fact, for every 35 pounds you lose, you gain an inch of wiener. So, that's, wife is happier too. I mean, listen, my OnlyFans is coming. It's just waiting for on those abs. It's
dang. Man, but guys have it so lucky with fucking weight loss. You lose weight as a woman, all of a sudden your titties are gone out of nowhere.
Like, let's be honest, it's a crime against humanity, right? Like, it's terrible. Yeah, it's absolutely, absolutely. It is. No, that's true. Fair.
Gain when we lose weight. They lose.
I mean, and that's the hilarious part is like, I go by Dino the Genetic Marvel, number one, because I'm Greek. So even though my last name is only 7 characters, people will mispronounce it consistently. It's one of the simplest Greek names in existence, but still people mess it up. So that was number one. But number two was, I'm like, I was 500 pounds plus and had no titties. I'm like, I'm not a scientist, but that shit's amazing, right?
That's wild.
Now I've lost 250 pounds and I still have no titties, and I'm like, I don't know what's going on there, but like, I'm very happy about it because like growing up, I had friends who weren't overweight, but they had little itty bitty titties. So I would walk up and just give them a good flick and be like, "What's up, buddy?" And he's like, "I fucking hate you." I'm like, "Don't have titties. It's not on me. That's, you know, that's their cross to bear. I had a big gut. They had titties. It's, you know, so it's just one of those things."
That's so fucked up.
Well, then.
They're like, man, I don't even notice they're there until you flick them. Like,
I mean, get a man's ear. It's not on me. Like, those things are out of control. I remember we used to volunteer, and there was this one guy who was a nice guy, but we called him Man Boobs because he would run up to you and like he would stop walking, but his titties would keep on jiggling. And he was a nice guy, but at the same time, I'm like, bro, you got to get those things under control. Like, what the fuck, man? Like,
you need to call like, me tits.
Yeah, it was just, they were just so jiggly that you're just like, whoa, man. Like,
you know, I can't look away, man.
It was mesmerizing, you know, because like it was kind of like what was it? I forget the movie where she had the tassels and like everyone got distracted, and you're like, yeah, that's basically what was happening, and we're just trying to get shit done. And you're like, can you just get those things under control, sir? Please? It's very uncomfortable.
But, Sam and I were cracking up because we were watching wrestling. And there's this, it was this moment really heated where two really big wrestlers were going up head to head with each other. Mm-hmm. And one of them, Sam Stackhouse, did this titty dance flex. But yes. It almost looked like he was fluttering his chest. And we were like, holy shit. I didn't know that you could do that. That's so freaking wild.
It is one of those things. Also, too, I'll tell you this. A little weird thing is that, like, I've always wondered how wrestlers all had small nipples. And I'm like, that's odd. And now that I've lost weight, my nipples have gotten smaller, too. And I'm like, that is some weird science, but
wow, interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, and like it was like they didn't have ridiculous, I didn't have giant nipples or anything, but like I was like, I think they're a little bigger than they should be, and then now they're quite small, and I'm like, oh, that's fantastic.
You know, I just have fat nipples.
I mean, which is also weird. Like, I've been blessed in that category.
Those didn't have, like,
my brother who passed away, he had man tits as well, and he had big puffy nipples. And I was like, I would always make fun of him.
Oh,
I'm like,
wow.
That's weird as shit. Because like growing up, he was small and I was fat. And then I lost some weight at the end of high school and he got fat for his wedding. So all of his wedding pictures were me thin and him fat. So I always
Did he get fat for his wedding because my big fat Greek wedding?
Oh my gosh.
I'll tell you right now, my big fat Greek wedding, that character, the dad, that was almost my dad to a T. Like
really? With the Windex and everything?
So I'll tell you what. So a little misnomer is that it's not Windex, because Windex is for dumb people, right? But the idea is that Greek parents will latch on to like one thing. So like my mom's is polysporin. Like you could lose a finger and she's like, just put some polysporin, it'll be fine.
Oh, what?
You know, like just, oh, you have cancer, just put some polysporin, it'll be fine.
They just latch on to one thing.
Yeah. So they latch on to one thing and that's a cure all for everybody. Just put some polysporin, it'll be fine.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but yeah, no, it's definitely hilariously, like we took my dad to go see it, and because we had all of his children had seen it, and he was like, "No, they're making fun of Greeks. I don't want to see this." And we're like, "They're not. Trust us. Just watch it." So he sat down with his arms crossed, like he didn't really like going to the movies in general, because he's Greek. And I go, I live life. I don't need to watch the movie. You know?
He's from your country, absolutely. Yeah.
Because you know, in my day, they did not have it. The move. You look at that picture. You have to imagine the movement. It's, no, so he would sit there with his arms crossed, watching this movie, and then when the new boyfriend came and said Christos Anesti, and said it horribly. The dad responded, he goes, when my people were writing philosophy, your people were still swinging from trees. And my dad almost died from laughter at that point. And then he loved the rest of the movie because he's like, it's true. We were the best and you guys, the worst, you know? And like, it got worse because my one sister, she married a white guy. They like to say they're from the Ukraine, but like, fifth generation Canadian, they're just white people. That's fine, you know. But she was like that. There's that scene where they like sat, not talking, just drinking wine, listening to like shitty music. And she was like, "We've done that at their house before." And I'm like, "That's so weird to me. Like, it's just what weird people do, right?" And they came to visit my dad's shop, and my dad's like, "Have you seen the Greek wedding? You must see it. I am in it. You are the toast people. You are in it too. Go see the movie." And
Oh my
they were insulted, but he doesn't give a shit. It doesn't. It's not a
Oh my
thing.
gosh, that's hilarious.
So it's definitely that's and trust me, like we've had that the whole lamb on a spit in the front yard and just, hey, you want to eat? Come. We have lots of food. Bring your family, maybe some wine. We'll have a good time. It's okay. You know, it's good.
I love lamb.
I mean,
Oh, so good.
the biggest frustration with that is I'll hear, so a lot of times people don't know how to cook lamb, and people are like, "I like the gaminess." They're like, "That's because you're stupid. That's not how it's supposed to taste." And the problem is because there's a lot of bad fat you find in lamb and goat and things like that. So you have to render the bad fat but keep the good fat, which is a very, very fine balance of doing things. And you know, white people are like, "I like the gaminess." They're like, "You're stupid. You don't know your mouth is garbage. This is a garbage place, you know?" So like we would do that kind of stuff, and like I only will get lamb from like a Greek restaurant and stuff, and every time it's delicious because I'm like, yeah, it's a great meal, but you
Yeah,
know,
I think I've only had it from Greek places as well.
this is because you're not as stupid. It's okay. It's
I try, but some of those Greek places are like, you know, like Nick the Greek, like fast food Greek
Oh,
place.
I'll tell you what, like, so
still
I have
yummy though. I still like it.
listen, but even like bad pizza is still pizza, right? Like
Yeah,
it's
that's what
yeah.
I'm
But
saying.
the problem is, like, I remember going one place where I'm like, "Do you have any tzatziki?" And they're like, "Yeah." And it was yogurt. And I'm like, listen, you
Oh
piece of garbage. This is, don't give me yogurt when I ask for tzatziki, you
no.
bastard. You are a bastard, you know? Because I make my own tzatziki. And like just recently, so a few weeks ago, I was in Cleveland for some shows, and I was staying with a friend that we do a cooking show every Tuesday. It's called Hammered and Cheese. If you guys like to cook, you're welcome to be guests on it, because what we do is you have to drink while you're cooking. So we kind of do like just a kind of dinner time, 1 hour, and kind of bang out a meal, and then also get shit faced. Then I commentary the whole time, and you know, it's fun. But so we were, I was cooking with him and stuff, and I made him my tzatziki, and he was like, "Are you sure?" And I'm like, "I will cut your throat, my friend." This, he's like, "How do you make it?" I'm like, "This is a family secret. I do not tell non-family. I will show you the deliciousness, but I will not give you the secrets. This is not how life is." So, I made it, and even after, because I'm like, the best part about tzatziki is if you make it the first day, you're like, it'll be good. You wait a couple days, and it just gets better and better and better.
Oh wow, that's
So,
cool.
and the amount of garlic I use in mine, like it'll last like a month. Like it's not going anywhere. Like, as long as it's in a fridge, you're fine. And sure enough, he had it like just last week. He's like, "Bro, I made tacos and I put tzatziki on it." He goes, "It was the best taco I've ever had." I'm like, "You are welcome.
Oh man.
Welcome to the world of flavor. It is
Wow.
all Greek to you now." So, yeah. So I went to a restaurant, a Greek restaurant, and I was like, "Do you have any tzatziki?" He's like, "Oh yeah." Well, it's not a Greek restaurant. They are Greek. And he gave me yogurt, and I was like, "You a shame on your family. You gave me, because in Greek it's yaourti. You gave me yaourti, and you told me it's a tzatziki. I will kill you and all of your household." And he was like, "Ah, the white people can't take it." I'm like, "The hell with the white people! You give me tzatziki, you son of a bitch." Yeah, it's good. It's, you know, one of those things you have to draw a line somewhere, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. That's great. I love that. That's cool.
Dude, you're hilarious. Did a lot of your humor come from, growing up in your Greek family?
Not really. So I was raised a Jehovah's Witness. So
Whoa.
we
Oh,
were,
wow. I
yeah.
wasn't expecting that.
It was, well, and that's the thing is like, this is the thing, right? So there are crazy people anywhere you go. That's just life, right? But the fact is, like, growing up, the one thing that was kind of forbidden for my dad was having knowledge of God, right? Because remember, that was the time when like the Bible would only be in Latin, and like it was separated into the Hebrew and Greek scriptures. And in his village, if you bought a Bible, you'd have to put it like in a paper bag so people wouldn't see, as if it was like pornography or something.
Wow.
And that was kind of like forbidden knowledge for him. So he wanted that knowledge. So he was actually Greek Orthodox when he came to Canada, and he was very religious. And then kind of he learned some stuff where like he was like, what the, because a lot of religions focus on doctrine and tradition when you're going like, that's not really healthy, right? So like for him, it was always, well, what does the Bible say? And so like at the same time, like there were times where like, oh, we're gonna hang out with those people. He's like, no, those people are weirdos. Like this, like for my dad, it was like, no, you should have a healthy relationship with God. Don't be a fucking weirdo, right? So like that was a big thing. And like for me now, like I'm like I still believe in God, and I'm still I guess have a moral code, but like I don't practice any religion because I lost faith in mankind. I hope it burns to the ground completely, because it's the worst. You know, zero stars for people, they're the worst. So you know, and that's yeah, like, and that's the thing is like, and it's hilarious because people were like, I'm Catholic. I'm like, bro, you guys are weird. And they're like, yeah, we're not weird. And then like some people will be like, oh, well, they're Mormon. I'm like, bro, even Mormon, to Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, you're like, those guys are weird, man. Whoa, like you guys got to figure some shit out. So it's hilarious because like, I don't know if like one of the big things growing up for us was, and this to this day is if I see somebody fall down, I will probably pee myself a little bit. I do find that absolutely hilarious. like we would watch every Sunday, they would have the Three Stooges on TV, and it would be like a 3-hour thing. And we would watch it with my dad, and we would just laugh because it's like, it was just hilarious to watch people get hit in the face and fall down and get hit by boards and stuff like that. So that was always like a key component. We always like, we loved to laugh, but I don't know that it was how I got funny, to be honest. It was more so a defense mechanism of defending myself because I was fat and large, and I'm like, I could beat the shit out of you, but I don't want to go to jail, so I'm going to make you cry on the inside and then for the rest of your life. Ta-da! So you know, that was more so I think where it came from, per se.
Oh wow, yeah, I could totally relate to that. I think that I started off wanting to be kind of like something along the lines of like SNL and In Living Color. But I noticed that in like elementary to middle school, I was getting bullied a lot because of my weight. And it like kind of made me do the preemptive, I'll make fun of me before you get to.
100%, right? Like you can't out fat guy joke.
Yeah.
That's not like, and that's why like for me, I always respected somebody who could drop a good burn on me that I hadn't heard.
Yeah, now, that impresses you. Yeah,
definitely does. At the same time, you've just kind of made your own grave because I will tear you apart. I had one guy who referred to me as the stepbrother or the fat stepbrother of the mountain from Game of Thrones. And I was like, ah, that's funny. So I was the host, and when I went back on stage, I'm like, it's funny because he looks like he has three Instagrams, one for himself, one for his shitty porn mustache, and one is a cry for help because his pants are too tight and his balls are suffocating.
Oh, yeah.
And because he was wearing skinny jeans and like you could see his old business and it wasn't very big. And I'm like, bro, let him breathe, wear some shorts or something. I don't know what you're doing there. It's the cry for help, obviously. So, yeah. So it's you know, I respect it, but also I'll kill you.
One of my best ones. I was at this mic, and the host, I still don't know his name to this day. I never met him before, and he looked and sounded just like Dave Chappelle.
Oh yeah,
and nobody was addressing it the whole time.
Every time somebody went up, we're like, oh, they're gonna say something.
They're gonna
about
say
it.
Something about Dave Chappelle, right. And nobody said it. And so I went on stage, and all I said was, "Keep it going for Dave Chappelle, everybody." And the
obviously,
fucking place, the place went wild. And then
right?
He's on the side, and he's on the side going, oh, 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 right? And so I do my set,
yeah.
And I get off stage, and he comes back. He's a motherfucker up here calling me Dave Chappelle. You look like a half-eaten burrito. And that was probably one of my funniest burns I ever got.
It's a good burn. That's a good burn.
Yeah, it was good.
Oh
I've never gotten half eaten burrito. I've had a double stuffed burrito. I've had
Oh,
yeah.
there you go.
Yeah, that's
He
definitely
seems to call
yes.
me a burrito butt, actually.
I mean, that's a solid burn. I respect it, you
Yeah,
know?
it was good. I like it. I liked it.
Yeah.
Oh man, it was the best.
No, I like those kind of things. It realistically, I feel like that's the best part is that, and especially with comedy, like it's about having fun with it, right?
Yeah.
If you can't, like, I worry sometimes that people are afraid to joke about me because I also look like a murderer. And I'm like, and now I'm fast, so I'm like, I'm not like I'll chase you down. It's all, you know, it's bad, but like at the same time, I'm like, I love it when people go from like because I laugh at myself hilariously. Like if I fall down, I will laugh my ass off first at me because it's
Yeah.
like fat people falling is the funniest shit you've ever seen, right? It's yeah, so it's just one of those things. It's
A
so
few
no.
months ago, I think it was like a year ago, I was chasing the cat in the house, chasing around, and I fell directly on my chest. Like I landed hard on my chest and I knocked the wind out of myself. And Athena's like, "Are you okay?" And I can't even breathe, but I'm laughing.
He's
Like
laughing so fucking hard, and I'm like, what the hell is that noise you're
I'm
making?
like
Are
laughing
you
and
alive?
gasping for air at the same time. It
I
was
mean,
ridiculous.
it's so on that point. So I would tell a joke on stage was because me and my wife really love movies. We go to the movies often, and even at our wedding, each table had a terrarium that my wife built that was based on a movie. Right, so it
Oh,
was
that's
the whole thing. It
incredible. You
was
have pictures of those?
some
How long
we
ago
have
was your wedding? How long have you been married?
8 years.
Okay,
Yeah.
okay.
So
If you ever have fun
we
pictures of those, though, I'd love to see them.
absolutely. We even had so the wedding itself was actually in an old Art Deco theater turned into a venue. So like we had movies going the whole time, and I was like, "Can you put subtitles on?" I'm like, "Cause
That's
ages." And
dope.
then they were like, "Oh, well, we'll turn off the movies when you have speeches." I'm like, "Nah, man, the movies are good. Just let them go." And by the end of it, so the last movie we had was the animated version of The Return of the Dark Knight, which is an incredible. So it's an incredible novel, but it was the first time that Batman was referred to as the Dark Knight. It came out in the 80s, and it was huge to the genre. So the movie is actually fantastic, and it's the guy who played RoboCop, like the original RoboCop, is the voice, and
Oh
he's got like a
shit.
gnarly great. It's a great film, and like at the end of the night, it was only like 20 or 30 of us just drinking, doing shots and stuff. And I was like, "Hey, can we shut down the music and turn up the movie?" And they're like, "Absolutely." So then, like, all the staff that was cleaning up just like sat down. They're like, "Yo, this is a fucking movie." And I'm like, "Bro, this is a great movie. Like, it's top tier." So,
Oh.
but that being said, like, we went to the movies once, and there was a let's just call it as it is. Like, they were Mr. and Mrs. Potato because they were just a circle with hands and feet. Were there, and they were walking down these stairs, and they missed the last, or the Mrs. Potato missed the last step, and she fell,
Oh
and
no.
she kind of rolled over and was on her back, and she couldn't get up. She was like a turtle. She was just kind
Oh
of, and I immediately started laughing my ass off. And the problem was Mr. Potato couldn't really reach down far enough to help her up either,
Oh my.
which made it even more hilarious to me. And then the
Oh.
manager comes over and is like, "Can I help?" And I'm like, "Not unless you have a forklift in your pocket." And I continued to laugh. And my wife was looking at me this whole time. She's like, "You're going to hell for this specific moment."
Oh,
Now,
dang.
which I tell that story on stage, and people were like, "I mean, fat people laugh falling is hilarious. When they can't get up, it's even funnier." But then, like a few years ago, I was walking down the street in Toronto and I misstepped. And I'm really good, like, knowing how fat I was. Like I knew if I fall, there's a chance I might die there because like no one's gonna come and scoop me up and take me away. Like,
Yeah.
so I usually will catch myself or like I'll fall directly on my back. Now this one time I couldn't turn fully, so I ended up landing on my side, but I elbowed myself in the rib and cracked my own rib.
Oh.
Yeah. So it like the cool part is like. Only I could kick my own ass. It's kind of great, but at the same time, it's horrible. So, like, I fell. My wife rushes over and she's like, "Oh my God, this is the first time you've fallen and you didn't laugh. Like, are you okay?" And I'm like, "I'm not okay." And this little wee man who was maybe 90 pounds soaking wet is like, "Can I help?" And like, the whole situation came back to me, and I'm like, unless you have pylons so people don't kick me in the head, there's nothing you can do, bro. Like, just move, keep on walking. Because I'm like, no one's going to help me up. I'm 500 pounds. Like, that's like you and literally what army and, you know, siege engines, you need a full thing. So, yeah, it's those kind of things happen. And you're like, it's hilarious until you get hurt. And then it's comedy.
You know, can I help? And you go, yeah, you could ask my wife to move out of the way so I have room to get up.
I mean, a little bit. Yeah, one of those things.
Man, I know that. Crazy. I know that. Okay, so like our house has like an incline in the driveway, right. And when I park up the driveway, you kind of have to get out of the car in an incline, and. Yes. Being a fat person who's also clumsy, and we live right next to a stoplight, so people are stopped waiting, and I'm just like, please don't fucking let me fall right in front of these stopped cars.
Oh, I don't fall, it's funny because getting out of the car every time is like doing a sit-up.
It is.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. It's one of those things where you're just kind of like, I hope no one sees, but if they do, yeah. I hope I go viral. You're like, I mean, at least make it, you know, you should probably get one of those outdoor Ring cameras or something. So just in case you get it on camera, and then it's yours, right? Nobody can take it. That's, I think, yeah. I mean, listen, it's like, God willing, nobody gets hurt, but at the same time, it's going to be funny, right?
Bro,
like, it's
gonna roll all the way down the fucking track.
I mean,
well, it's icy too.
Oh, dang.
Which, like, that only makes it funnier, because if you try and slide and then fall, it's going to be even funnier. Like, it's, I hope you don't get hurt, but I also want to see the video. Because
you're going to slide right into the traffic.
I mean,
I know, right?
It's oncoming traffic shit.
I mean, then you might get insurance money. It's a win-win. You know, go like viral and then get paid.
Linings are appearing.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Listen, if you can, that's that. I always would tell the joke that I'm like, at my biggest, I'm like, I can just walk into traffic. Like, it doesn't matter how fast people are going, because there's a good chance I'll bounce. But that car 100% is fucked. Like, it's gonna be destroyed by hitting, like, because I'm essentially the size of a small moose, right? So it's one of those things where you're like, your car, like, I may get hurt. Good chance I'll bounce. Like, I got a lot of layers, but like, your car is fucked. Like, there's no question about that, right? So even now I'm like, I'm pretty sure I'm still big enough to walk into traffic, but also I don't know. It's not, I don't have enough cushion to land. Like
a mini
not anymore. Cooler? Not anymore. You don't.
Not anymore. You know, like the advantage was, like, I had so much fat, like the first thing that would hit would be my fat. But now I'm like, it might be my head. And I'm like, that's, I don't want that. You know, a little too much.
The odds aren't in your favor at that point.
It's, you know, it's one of those things.
Well, we didn't talk much about comedy per se. But what are some of your comedy goals going forward here?
To be honest, like, I'm not, like, I love making people laugh. Like, it's one of those things that brings me great joy. And I've been public speaking since I was like 12 years old. Like, I did a talk when I was 12 in front of like 1,000 people, and I killed it. And I've always really enjoyed public speaking, but like, making people laugh has always been something I enjoy, that like, it just gives me, so it's almost like drugs, right? And that's why, like, I want to keep on doing it. Like, I may be, like, I have a few friends who are talking about renting a bus and touring in the States, and I'm like, I'm in, because my wife is like, oh, exciting. Get out, absolutely, get lost and go fuck yourself, you know? So
that'd be so exciting. Yeah,
yeah. So I'm like, I'm kind of trying to create a situation where I may be able to start doing that, because I'm like, I think the biggest thing is that, like, now that I've had to rewrite so much of my humor, number one, you know, knock on wood, I'm still funny. I didn't store all of my humor in my fat, so that's good.
Yeah.
But
you're
then,
like, Samson, but instead of hair, it's fat.
Exactly. So like, the next thing is, like, I've gone to various areas in Toronto. I've been down to Cleveland. I've done some time, and the fun part is that, like, knowing that a lot of my humor can travel, it's been really enjoyable. So like that's kind of the next evolution. I may be going down in May to Cleveland again. But as well, like it's actually this summer we may be putting together a tour. So I'm trying to get out more. The problem is, like, it's weird. I love speaking in front of people, but also at the same time, I hate people. So people are like, let's go hang out. And I'm like, no, I want to be at home where all my stuff is, right? So I've really been trying to grow my YouTube channel. Like I'm really close to being monetized. So I'm trying to do that as well. So I'm kind of reaching at all sorts of different avenues because I'm like, I know I'm funny and I know I can talk forever, especially about myself. That's easy, right? Because I hate myself, so I love talking about it. So one of those things, like that's the next evolution, is just to try and get out more and kind of create a name for myself, because after all is said and done, it's one of those things that people need to laugh, and I feel like we don't laugh enough. And like, granted, the last few years we've had very little to laugh about. It's been There's some things, I'm not sure if you guys are aware, but there's been some stuff happening, and that really it like just before the pandemic started, I started getting like paying gigs and stuff, and now I don't. Like I get once in a while, but like before the pandemic, I was doing like I would be out 6 nights a week, sometimes 2 mics a night, and I was just like hustling as much as I can. And at the same time, I was full on over 5 bills, like I was going. And now I'm like, people are like, do you want to go to an open mic? And I'm like, I'd rather shoot myself in the face. Like, there's no, like, there's absolutely not,
Sometimes, man.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing is, I'm like, I don't want to, like, one of my biggest achievements for myself was like, you'd go to an open mic where it's all comics who aren't paying attention to fuck all, because we're all narcissists, right? And then, but I'm like, but I would still be able to get a room full of comics laughing on my shtick. So, but like that part of it, I definitely like, I was always proud of that. But at the same time, I'm like, that's helping them. That's not helping me. So now I'm more in it for myself and where am I gonna go? So I'm trying to really create a uniqueness both in how I make people laugh and what I do and stuff like that. But it's I have no idea. I have no idea what the next step is. But so I'm just kind of just I'm going with the flow and just trying to I guess hate myself a little bit less, not too little, because that's just a recipe for disaster. But it's one of those kind of things where I'm like, I just like making people laugh, So what I need is like somebody just to give me a few $1 million so I don't have any issues, and then I'm just gonna travel the world making people laugh.
Yeah,
That's
same. That sounds about
That
exactly
right.
what I need as well.
I
I don't
mean,
have to work. I can just do my creative stuff all day and be happy.
like that's the best part. Like I have no problem throwing in 8 hours a day or 12 hours a day or 16 hours a day of doing stuff. Like I'm happy to do it. But I'm like, but then people are like, oh, can you just stand here and talk to people for 8 hours? I'm like, I would rather go on a murdering spree. Like that's just basically, yeah, absolutely not. So, it's definitely, I'm definitely trying and just trying to grow in that sense and just find my niche. Like I have a comedy friend who started doing poetry and he's like, everyone loved it. And I'm like, great, but also it's still poetry. So, I'm like, I'm happy for you that you found your thing. That's a great thing, and I applaud you, and I will support you. But at the same time, poetry, like, and then also like I have other guys who I started doing comedy around the same time as I do, and now they're all doing improv, and I'm like,
Oh, interesting.
I don't un I so I can't I don't want to say that it's not funny because improv is funny. It's very funny,
It can be absolutely great, yeah.
but it I. don't understand some things, so like people will laugh and I'm like, that wasn't funny, I don't know why you're laughing. And it's and I'm perplexed by that because I'm like, oh, why are you why? And then like people will like laugh so extra as if they're like ha, and you're like, who laughs, what are you doing, like what is
You're
happening right now?
improvising in the audience.
Yeah. And so it's confusing to me, so people are like, you should come do it, and I'm like, I'd rather jump in a lake. And it's not a, so I'm I'm right now, I'm just trying to do more things. Like, I really have a passion for cooking, so I'm doing a lot of cooking and stuff. And I have my own cooking show. I don't do the cooking. I sometimes do the cooking, not often, but like, I'm starting to do that kind of stuff because I'm just like, I'll just crack jokes and make food that people like. I'm good with
Yeah.
that, you know? So.
I love it.
Yeah. Well, in closing, I guess you kind of already started that you've opened the door there. But tell us about your YouTube channel.
Yeah. So a lot of the times, guys, it's at Dean of the Genetic Marvel. So right now I'm sick, so I'm not really producing anything, but normally on a daily basis, I make Lego. If you can see back there is
Oh,
a
yeah.
shit ton of Lego. I just recently built Bowser, which is like, it's humongous. I did the Hogwarts Chamber of Secrets. I did a whole bunch of stuff. Like, I actually have Castle Grayskull that I got to work on in the near future.
Oh,
Yeah, like I
have
also
you
have
seen Rebel? What is it?
have you seen
Revelations.
the Kevin Smith He-Man series? There's a new one that came out this year.
Revelations. So I
Yeah.
haven't watched the newest stuff, but I have. It's on my list because I did watch some of this before stuff. But like,
So good.
you can't
Very
really
good.
see it, but like right there is actually Battle Cat in Lego. It's right,
Oh, that's
and right behind it is an Adidas sneaker, which I have another one of those
dope.
that I built. So,
It
but like.
happens.
So I'm like, I'm a huge fan. Actually, hold on. Give me one second. I have something to show you guys. Something I bought in Florida, right? I'll show it afterwards. But it's I bought Skeletor when I was in Florida too, because I was just randomly found it and I was like, ah, Skeletor. And like
Oh.
I recently built the Lego Havoc staff, which is Skeletor's staff, and it's like a
Oh,
meter long.
wow.
It's actually pretty cool. So yeah, I do a bunch of Lego stuff. I do cooking. I do a few comedy shows. So I'm doing one show regularly called Life of Giants, where it's me and my giant friend. So he's a miniature giant, I'm a giant person, and we talked about being big and that, and then also now we're talking about kind of giants of history. So like right now we're talking about Marcus Aurelius and his meditations and kind of talking about philosophy and stuff. Then we do another show called Generation Dan, which is on Sundays, where it's me and another guy from we're very have a huge age gap, so we talk about the different perspective generationally between each other.
All right.
We had a Zoomer like four different times, and every time they're like, this is too much, and I'm like, you're lazy as shit, they couldn't even show up on time. Like, what the fuck, you know? So yeah, we do that stuff. But like, yeah, check out my channel. There's always something there. And if you want, like, I did a one chip challenge a little while ago.
Oh,
Wasn't
nice.
it
Those are
wasn't
always
that I really enjoyed it. I did it while the cooking show was happening, so I took the chip. It took about half an hour. I didn't drink anything, and it was about half hour. It was rough. Like, it's about, I think it was about 22.5 million Scoville.
holy crap.
Yeah, like it don't get me wrong,
Oh.
it's hot as shit, right? Like, not that shit's hot, but you know what I mean. So it but like it was yeah, it was I love doing weird stuff and just trying to pretend to be human like I've done for the last 43 years, and then show people, like, yeah, I can masquerade as a human being all day long. It's wonderful. It's been very exciting. So, yeah.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And what a amazing human being that you were masquerading around as.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Do you want to plug your social media?
Yeah, just Dino the Genetic Marvel on all socials. I recently got 5,000 views on a TikTok, which I was like, kind of made me
Oh,
feel
nice.
weird, but also it made me feel great. And then now I've been posting all the meals I am having each day, which is the carnivore diet, which people are like, you got this. And I'm like, I probably don't, but thank you for the
Yeah.
support.
But that's
Thank
cool though, having the people like
Oh.
watching you and cheering you on and stuff. That's fun.
People, as much as I say I hate people and I give them 0 stars, like, people really are supportive. Like,
Yeah.
last year I was trying to do my first chin up, so I didn't quite make it, but I am gonna start again now that the weather's a little bit good. So I have a whole rig outside, and I start with hanging, and then I start doing like little shrugs up, and I'm like, I got to about halfway and stuff like this, and people were like, "You're doing amazing!" Like, people really loved it, and I was like, it was really it really helped me move forward. So like, now I've lost even more weight. And I'm in a healthier situation. So like, this carnivore diet and being sick helps. I'm dropping weight like it's going out of style. So I'm hoping this year that I can start walking around in just my underwear and no one can say shit because I'll have abs. It'll be great. It'll be great. You can be part of that journey. Just subscribe to my channel.
Just keep your blinds drawn, you'll be fine.
Oh
Absolutely not, sir.
yeah.
Absolutely not. And I'll tell you, like, I'm a boxer brief guy. I will switch to briefs
Oh
immediately if
damn.
I have abs. That's just Everyone's going to see all the goods. That's, you know.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us, Dino. It's been super fun talking to you.
Absolutely. It's been my pleasure. I had a great time, guys. Thank you.